Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going well. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's the Brunch Time Podcast, birthday edition.
Heck yeah.
What do you got over there? You got some food? You finishing up some lunch?
Okay,
there?
So I had a really weird combination of food today. So I had some rice. I had this kind of turkey sausage thing. But I had a bun, which, by the way, was super delicious. But I was like, I don't really want to just like put this turkey in the bun. So I kind of mashed up the bun in all. It was weird.
It looked like you had a weird, because some restaurants will do it where they like deconstruct things.
That's basically what I did.
It's like you had a deconstructed hot dog.
Yep.
From what it looked like.
Yep. I even put some ketchup and mustard like over the rice so that way I could just mix it all together.
Nice.
Which was fine because the rice was kind of bland. So.
Well, today is my birthday.
Yes, it is.
I want to talk about birthdays.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm hitting that birthday where it's not a big deal anymore.
Okay.
I'm at 32
You
now.
Still matter.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, you hit that 30 mark, and mm-hmm. you haven't done that yet. You will in, what, a
don't
year and a half-ish?
Don't talk about it. Yeah.
Which I don't think you should ever be afraid of birthdays because it's just a number, but... You know, when you get to like 32, it's kind of where, all right, everything has already happened.
Mm-hmm.
You can already rent a car. You can already buy alcohol, do all those things. So when you hit to 32, it's like, all right, just another year. And then you get to 40. But what do you do when you have, I mean, how do you celebrate your birthday?
You know what? Over the past few years or so, I'd say, I usually just try to see what a bunch of my friends are up to and then try to go somewhere just so I can spend time with
sure.
people or invite people over to my place. And it's not like I need to make it a big deal of like celebrate me because I know people that are very like,
right.
this is my birthday week. We're doing all this stuff. But no, it's more so like, hey, this is a good time for everybody to gather because I haven't seen y'all in a while and it would be nice to just have you here for this occasion, I guess.
Aww,
yeah.
That's nice.
What about you?
It's kind of the same thing. Just kind of hang out and even when people are like, oh, happy birthday! I'm like, cool. How did you know it was my birthday?
Facebook.
Did you get a Facebook notification or did you get an email?
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually how it is. But, you know, almost some people actually are like, oh, yeah, I know it's your birthday, which is good.
Yeah.
What I love about birthdays is it's a good time for you to go through your social media, and not only when you have a birthday, but when other people have birthdays, it's like, why am I still friends with that person?
Like, thank you for saying happy birthday, even though we haven't talked in years. But
thank you
yeah.
for happy birthday. Please don't check your friends list later on, because you're probably going to get deleted today, because I forgot that you were one of my friends.
Hey, but they at least took the time to wish you happy birthday.
They did.
So that's
they
something.
Did.
That gives like extra props or something.
Yeah, it's you can tell the people that just like go through the birthday notification thing and just do
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
I try not to do that. I do it every once in a while.
Mine is sometimes, I mean, I'll skip people on the list where I'm like, if we haven't talked in a while, I'm not going to say that because it's not like you're going to care that that's coming from
mm-hmm.
me, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about cakes?
Let's talk cake.
What is your favorite birthday cake?
So growing up, it always was, I think actually it's the same as yours, was the yellow cake mix with
Ooh.
Chocolate frosting.
Sprinkles on top?
Ooh, if my mom had sprinkles.
My mom usually
yeah.
does. My mom usually tries to have sprinkles, and I'm pretty sure they're the same sprinkles that she's had for years.
She did the probably because
I think she buys. I think she buys those in bulk because I have four brothers, and we all pretty much like that cake. Except for one brother,
mm-hmm.
always wanted to be like overly different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, you know what I want? I want a white cake with Kool-Aid frosting.
Kool-Aid frosting.
So my mom would like make like grape Kool-Aid frosting. And it was
pretty
actually
awesome.
Pretty good.
I bet.
But it was like, really, man? You want to be that person and have a different cake than all the other cakes that mom makes?
Got to be different.
Yeah.
Well, see, there's this one that I really liked and I kind of felt bad to have my mom make this because my birthday is usually a few days before Thanksgiving.
Sure. So obviously she's already busy.
So it's a German apple cake. It is
nice.
So good, and I know it's a pain, though, because she has to, like, peel all the apples, slice them all
yeah.
up, do all that stuff, and Mom was like, I'm sorry, Mom, but can you please do this? I love this cake so much. So that's the one that's kind of been my go-to over the past few years, at least.
Nice.
Yeah, but,
I feel like my mom sometimes will, over the years now, because a few of my brothers don't live in the area, so she doesn't really get to make cakes all that often. But I almost feel like she freezes the cake. Like, she knows my birthday comes around every year, but I feel like she takes the time to make it ahead of time, like, say, a week or so before, throw it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then break it out, because it doesn't seem all that fresh. I mean, I still appreciate it a lot.
But definitely.
Why did you put this in the freezer? Was there a reason for it?
I just think it's a mom thing.
Yeah.
Moms like to freeze things, and maybe she, like, goes back to the idea of, like, a wedding cake you put in the freezer for your 1 year, and she's like, well, maybe if I put it in the freezer, it's going to taste, like, super fresh by the time he gets
definitely
it.
Not. Definitely not. Yeah. She will do that sometimes if I come over. She's like, oh, the other night I made a cake.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't make it in a small pan because I didn't want to mess with the recipe and make it, like, a third of the size of what it actually is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So she just makes the full cake, but then freezes pieces.
Okay.
And then just hands me, like, a bag full of cake.
It's always a bag, too.
With a plate in it.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's never, like, a container. They can't give up their containers. It has to be a bag.
Hey, I want that Tupperware back.
Our moms should be friends.
Yeah. I feel like your mom and my mom are very similar people.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially with random comments on Facebook. Your mom and my mom, notorious for doing that on our Facebook page. But yeah, so that about wraps it up. I want to make this one quick because, you know, I've got birthday things to do.
Yeah,
I got too much. But be sure to check out 983thecoast.com. We got a lot of stuff going on there. That's where you can subscribe to the Brunch Time podcast.
Yep.
But also find a lot of other stuff as well. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook as well. We won't delete you, even if you aren't our friends, because everybody's our friend.
That's right. We're welcoming here.
But we just put a video up a second ago of me hitting my birthday pinata.
Yeah, this is a giant pinata.
Oh, it's huge.
You're going to have to check it out.
Absolutely. So go check it out on our Instagram. Just search for 983 The Coast. I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll find it. But thank you so much for the birthday wishes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you again soon.